I realized that with Jazz Hands Johnson, I could learn to kick the asses of every single person who didn't cast me when I was an actress.
Hey, Sven, how are you?
Hey, a little bit of a hangover today, man.
Oh, yeah? You still in Milan?
Let me see. I am somewhere in the Mediterranean. I don't know where.
Oh, I thought you were going over to Milan.
Yeah, I did. I went there took some racing classes and stuff, but then I got bored and, I don't know, man. I just took this boat.
You took a random boat into the blue ocean?
Yeah, it's not random. It's a nice boat, man. It's not like a crappy boat or something, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's a boat in the ocean. I don't know where I'm going.
Man, there's no way I'd be able to just take a boat like that. I get seasick, you know.
How am I going to find the best fighters in the world if I am only going according to my, you know, figuring?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's why this whole thing's worked, is because you're out there actually pounding the pavement, and I just sit in an office and take care of paperwork.
Yeah, that's good, dude. That's good. It's like the mind and the body, the two components of like the complete thing or whatever.
Sure. It's like Wozniak and Jobs.
Yeah. They're billionaires.
That's right. I'm surprised you didn't pick up a car. I thought you would have stayed with the driving classes and maybe just hung out and bought, you know,
bought a few cars. I have a car on the boat.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. That's great.
Yeah, it's a car boat.
Wow, those are rare.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you could. It sounded like you were really having fun with those driving classes, though.
Oh, man, I want to be a race car driver, Max.
I never knew that.
Yeah, but you know, my reflexes are slow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard, but you know, whatever, man. I'm having fun looking at fighters. There's absolutely nobody in the entire country of Italy that we need to even think about twice, man. Okay. Looks like we almost hit the beach there.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, we
so
almost
it sounds
hit
like a sea-doo or something.
Yeah, it was the beach, man. It was really close. Intellectualist. Yeah, I've been thinking about it, man.
Yeah.
I think it's good, you know, because it answers, if to be timeless entertainment, it has to answer, like, you know, the questions, and good brands beat brawn. Is the pen the mightier of the sword?
Sure,
you know?
I get that, but it's like, we just promised the guy we're going to build him a mobile library, essentially, and I don't want to start having debates over, you know, what if he comes to us and he sounds like the kind of guy, if it's too, you know, humid back there and then he gets mildew on his books, are we going to have to start, you know, are we going to have to do like a walk around to the library and how do we inspect 100 or I don't know how many books he has before you know, it's like when you rent a car, you inspect the car. What?
It's unlimited funding, man. We set up a department for it.
We set up a mobile library or mobile book department?
Yeah, exactly, man. See, we get the mobile library, the mobile book department. We set up a department for it after the tournament. We take the book library thing, right? We donate to helping kids kick ass. We write the whole thing off, and it's basically free, man.
Okay. Maybe I'm overthinking, you know, it. Yeah, I just, you know.
You are thinking of a time when we had, like, limitations on our capital, and now we are limitless. So,
well,
who cares, man?
I guess.
Rent an office in Iowa or something and have some, you know, Christian person sit there and freaking, you know, whatever. Do what you do. Order the damn bookmobile.
I love the bookmobile. It was a big part of my childhood. You know, it's just the last thing I'm going to want to do, though, is if this guy's got a complaint of one of his books and it's after the show, you know, first thing I want to do is get out of there, go to the after party. I don't want to start talking about, you know, this guy's books or his covers or this or that. We are going to have to set up a department because I'm not going to pack up the library after that show and send him on his way.
Can you imagine that guy showing up at the party?
No,
after talking to him for a half an hour, can you imagine him saying, "Hey guys, what's up? It's me, the intellectualist. Now, Let's talk about, you know, what? I don't know.
Sven.
You know, he's, whatever, man.
Sven,
history or something.
Sven, hold on one second. Did you give out my number?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Well, I mean, your number is on my card.
I'm getting a call right now.
Because I'm international.
I know, but I'm getting a call right now. I didn't expect this. Maybe, you know what? I'm just going to
take the call.
I'm just going to take it. Hello, this is Max Solaris.
Yes, hello, Max.
Yes.
Max Solaris.
That's right.
This is Chippy Chastiser.
Chippy Chastiser?
Yes, you know me, of the Chastiser family.
Chippy Chastiser.
Chippy Chastiser of the Chastiser family?
Is that Zen Breakfast?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, Zen, I've heard so much about you at the Hollywood soirees. How's your yacht going?
Nice, man, nice. We almost hit the beach a little bit ago, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness. Well, drinking down too much of that whiskey you love so much, Zen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I have to sleep somehow, right?
Have you still got the car aboard?
The car aboard.
Oh, the car.
I'm sorry. I'm just barely learning English here.
Oh, no, it's my accent. It's my Hollywood accent. You know, they always tell me, oh, Chippy, why do you still talk like that in 2016? But, you know.
Yeah, you're on the point, man. You're proper. You have a proper... Yeah, of course. I hope the car is aboard, but we kind of swerved to miss the beach. So, hey, if it's over, it's over. We have unlimited funding for the project we are working on. So, you know, I'm not worried about much of anything. It's good money. So, which kind of brings us to you. Max, you know, Chippy, right?
Well, I've heard of the great Chastiser family. But I
well, thank you, Max. Yes,
yeah.
Well, we've been known all over Los Angeles for many years back since my grandmother was a chorus girl at RKO. Yes, she appeared in many movie musicals, including Flying Up to Reno. I think you all know that one.
My
grandfather. Oh yes, and my grandfather he produced her in The Gay Millionaires.
That one is good. I like the scene with the millionaires, and she comes down and she says, "Look at my boots."
Oh yes, the boots.
These cowboy boots are in the backyard from the dead guy.
Do you know, Ben? You know that I have those cowboy boots. In fact, I have been known to wear those in a match.
Oh my gosh, in a match? What do you mean a match?
Hey, Chippy, you're related to Johnny Chastiser and also Frank Chastiser?
Well, Frank and I grew up cousins, but more kissing cousins than just cousins, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Listen, let me tell you something. I called you because I was looking for a match, and I've got few ideas in mind.
Okay. Well, we are putting together an 8-person tournament, and I'm actually pleasantly surprised you called. What is there someone or something specific you'd like to be involved with the match?
Well, let me tell you. I'm not sure if you are. I know you're familiar with my family, the Chastisers, but I don't know if you're familiar with my new style, the ballroom wrestling. Are you familiar with ballroom wrestling?
I don't think I'd like to be familiar with it.
Well, I'll tell you something. I started working with Bill Jazz Hands Johnson just a few years ago, and I have been secretly training with him on my merengue wrestling. I don't know if you're familiar with that. The karate waltz. Ven, you know the karate waltz, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I'm from Sweden.
Of course. They're experts in karate waltz. In fact, I think that... The Johnny Chastiser was there a few years ago presenting. Then we have the Foxtrot Boxing and the Argentine Tango Boxing, which they're slightly different. But so what I was thinking, I'm proposing that you bring in time step. We'll have a good old fashioned.
We bring in Tara Time Step?
Tabitha Time Step, Tara's sister.
That sounds very familiar, the name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we've had a feud for a few years, and I don't think you've heard about it because it was back in Sweden that Johnny brought it up first.
Okay, wait a second. We're not doing a movie here. I mean, this is like a hand-to-hand combat thing. Now, I mean, I did know Johnny, but he never mentioned he had a cousin, although I really completely believe you, but you realize this isn't like a, this is not a a musical. You do know what we're doing, right? It's a full contact tournament.
It's a kumite.
Oh, yes, I understand fully. I'm just thinking that perhaps if you brought Tabitha Time Step in, we could do some of our moves together. But if not, I can absolutely beat out any of your opponents in the ring.
Chippy, yes. these guys we're talking about, man, they are bloodthirsty animals. We have one guy, he wants to have a bookmobile to follow him around the country while we do the tournament.
Wow. A book, so you're saying he's very intelligent.
Yes, you might have heard of him. He's called the Intellectualist.
The Intellectualist, yes. You know what? I have heard of him, and I think that I could beat him to a pulp. Do you know that? And you know what I'm going to do with him? I'm going to take him in a stair hold with a foot sweep. I'm going to get in a doll face sucker hook. And I'm going to take a top hat and whipping tails to his ass.
Whoa. This sounds very esoteric.
This is like a hybrid fighting style. I've studied fighting all over the world. You know, just the last few months, I've been talking to fighters from, you know, the most expensive, prestigious gym. And a guy in the alleyway who has an arm on his leg. And they've never heard of these.
Because, as I said, Sven, I have been working in secret with Jazz Hands Johnson. Now, we know about the man with the arm for a leg, and we've been working on a few different things for that. I've got a move called the Hep Burner, which is an uppercut to the gut, and a Joan Crawford jab straight at her mommy dearest face. I'm going to get him.
So, Chippy, you're using actual punches here. There's punches in this techniques?
Well, I don't want to have a garbage match, you know.
Whoa.
There are not going to be any blades coming out.
Sure, sure.
Chippy, I'm detecting a note of, don't take this the wrong way, you know, both of us are celebrities, we're well known, but when you start to get a little bit worked up, I'm detecting a hardening of your accent, almost an urban, perhaps northeastern accent coming through your finely polished dialect.
Wow. Sven, you got me. I grew up in Connecticut. Yeah, you got that, but you know what? Yep, I beat up all those boarding school chippies from Choate, and I turned into one of them. And I think it works for my boxing. It works for my boxing, my ballroom, my wrestling, my foxtrot. It works for everything.
Chippy, are you also starring in some newer films, or have you left that behind and are just fighting now?
You know, Max, I left that all behind because I felt that this was the only place where I could find my real footing. I realized that with Jazz Hands Johnson, I could learn to kick the asses of every single person who didn't cast me when I was an actress. And I figured that if I put those casting director's faces right on my opponent, I could get everything out that I'd ever thought before. And it's been working so far.
So you left a trail of damaged crowns on the ground in your wake.
That was the most poetic thing I've ever heard from a Swede. Thank you, Mr. Breakfast.
Well, I'm on the sea, so, you know, that kind of brings out the Swedish spirit, like a Viking of old sailing to God knows where, Italy, hopefully Morocco.
That's beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Well, I must say that I am really enjoying talking to both you and Max. Max, you know I've been a fan for many years.
Thank you. But my real concern is this Tara character. What was her name again?
Tabitha. Tara's her sister. You know that Tara's been in the hospital ever since I gave her that the I Won't Dance front kick.
Is Jazz Hands Johnson still alive?
Jazz Hands Johnson fell off of a cliff over in Maui a few years back, and he was practicing with a group of yogi boxers, and they believed that if you got real close to the edge, that would increase the intensity of your determination.
Mm.
And I did work a little bit with the cliff boxing for a time, but when he died, I felt that it might be safer if I just stayed inland.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry to hear he passed on. I was thinking it'd be great to
have but with Tabitha, you know, Tabitha worked with Jazz Hands Johnson as well, so it's kind of been a long time coming that we've had this feud.
Oh, wait a minute.
And she's known for fancy footwork, just like me.
So you both have had the same master?
We did.
Oh, Sven, you know what I'm thinking here?
Yeah, of course.
This is the perfect Ken and Ryu situation. The same fighters with similar styles, the same master who passed away. Who's the true student? Who will carry on Jazz Hand Johnson's name? But I got to ask you, though, what is the real beef here, though? I mean, if we market this, what is the real... What's your problem with her?
Well, look, I think you nailed it right on the head when you said that. Who is the true fancy footworker? And you know, I've been working really hard to try and trump her in every direction. You know, our last match, she pulled out a stair sweep to my right knee. Now, in a stair sweep, that's my move. You know, but I kept my dance space and landed a headburner to her chin that sent her spinning back to the fence. Now, we are so close. We are so neck and neck right now that I think you would make a lot of money off of a match between the two of us.
Well, you know, we have two slots left in the tournament. And that's why, actually, I'm on this boat in the first place. Because I was hoping to end up in North Africa to do a tour of some of the backroom fighting operations there. So we do have two spots left. Listen, you know, you should know ahead of time, this is an international intergender kumite. It is sanctioned, you know, that if something happens, we are going to be performing probably on a platform somewhere in the northern hemisphere. So, you know,
vague, Sven, but I do understand. You know, I did want to ask you one thing. Can I ask you one question?
Of course.
Yes. I did hear something about Tatiana Stampanovich. Is that is she one of your contenders?
We do have an agreement with her to appear in the tournament. Do you have beef with her as well?
It's been a long time coming. I didn't want to bring this up, but the last time that I was at Musso and Frank's, her name came up, and I put a hole in the counter.
Whoa.
A hole in the counter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of a mistake kick or?
Well, you know, I generally prefer the Joan Crawford jab when I'm in most my mommy dearest state, because, you know, she was the most angry of all of them, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I have a beef with her that goes way back, and I think in the evenings when I'm daydreaming, you know, when I'm going to sleep, I think about her bear hold that she does, that she does, and I think about how I'm going to go with her, you know, like a dance. Just like, you know, a stare in Rogers, and I'm going to bump her with a top hat and whip and tail just in the middle, just as we're going at that little dance. I'll start out, I'll play the debutante to the supper club, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she won't know what she hit with her.
So what you're talking about here, I mean, anyone who wins this tournament, they're descending into a pit of vipers, but you are proposing that you would like to descend into a pit of vipers where two of the vipers know you and also they hate you.
I think that makes it a much more exciting match, as you can understand. And I know you, I don't sense, Sven, I know that you haven't seen me fight very often, but I think that you're missing that the subtlety in me is the viper. It's that elegance that it mesmerizes my opponent. So the true viper in all of this, with all your Mr. Intellectual and your Russian and all that, is the elegant Chibi Chastiser.
Well,
I really don't need, and neither does Sven or the HKKA, and you know we have our non-for-profit Helping Kids Kick Ass, which is, you know, also the HKK. I'm concerned that I'm concerned that more other members of your family might see you doing this, and then all of a sudden we're going to get slapped with a lawsuit that we invited Chippy Chastiser to come compete, and then all of a sudden we're going to be locked in some wacko Los Angeles political battle with them, you know, suing us for everything we own. You know, I hope that your family knows what you're doing and has been doing.
Yes, listen, I understand your concern, but you know, my attorney, Myrna Lawyer, she's a fantastic attorney, and she has made sure that my family has been detached legally from all of my matches. And I will be sure, in fact, to have her call you tomorrow after our phone call. I'll send her a message and let her know that we need to get some documents in order. And I promise you, I promise you, Myrna will take care of everything.
Okay, that's that is comforting.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to call a helicopter, get on it, hop on an airplane to Sweden, and take a nap because I feel like my trip is done.
Well, Sven, I'm glad you had a big, good trip, and I do hope to see you again soon.
Oh, yeah, I learned how to be a race car driver.
You did?
Yeah, I took a racing lessons in Monte Carlo, all over the place, and I have a nice race car, the color is yellow with blue, because, you know, Sweden and stuff.
Oh, Sven, I'd love to see that car, and I think that we could bring it out on my yacht, my grandfather's yacht as well, if you'd like to come out to Los Angeles.
Well, after the tournament is done and all of that is considered, then you never know. A helicopter could land, and here I come with a cup, a victory cup, and a belt, and a laurel of olive leaves, and, you know, like an armlet.
Oh, Sven, you know you already are a Greek goddess. You don't need the laurel leaf. And where were you going to put that leaf anyway?
Well, you know.
Chippy, speaking...
We're not the modest people.
Max, what do you think of all this?
He's quite a charmer.
He's quite a character.
This is going to be the most emotional tournament, I think, that we've ever had.
Yeah, especially with all the moves, Chippy, that you do. I think it's really going to bring a certain zest to the competition.
Well, thank you. You know, also because I'm an actress, it is going to be emotional because I do use some of my emotions to confuse the opponent, you know. So, for example, when Cha-Cha Stevens was matched up with me, I was suffering from some swivel hip tendonitis, but I began crying, weeping deeply in the middle of the fourth round, and she got so confused that I was able to hit her up with a doll-faced sucker left hook, and she went down. That was that for Cha-Cha.
That sounds fantastic. You are doing this ballroom wrestling in Los Angeles or in California West Coast or something?
Yes, in Los Angeles, yes.
Wow. I'm going to have to go out to Los Angeles here.
Yes, I'm sorry I haven't been out to Sweden yet. But look at that, I just did it like you're Sweden. Oh.
I get to see our cousin, you know, and you are almost identical, actually.
Well, that is a compliment. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, Chippy, thanks for the call. I never actually thought we'd be able to talk and that we'd be able to have you in the tournament.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's a real pleasure to talk to both of you, and you've known my family for a long time. So I hope that we can work together and make something of this tournament. Have a very good evening, both of you.
Okay.
Yes, great talking to you, ma'am. Milady, or
thank you, Mr. Breakfast.
Chippy.
Thank you, Mr. Solaris. Okay, au revoir. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Max, what the hell, man?
You said you gave out my number.
Of course, man. Of course, the famous Los Angeles Chastisers, man. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
but
I I mean, it's like almost we are neighbors, because every time I go to any event, a party or, you know, a christening or something, there they are. You know, there is it always, it's a joke, you know, a lot of these society types, it's called the chastiser corner, because they're all there gathered in the corner, you know, talking and doing moves and little flourishes and whatever, you know, and it's, this is a real professional we are dealing with, and I want to get some research done on this legal team she mentioned before anything else happens.
I mean, my only real concerns are if someone lays her out, and then we're going to deal with a ton of press and paparazzi. Well, actually, that's probably a good thing. You know what I mean? It's just the family name is so, it's so just synonymous with the spotlight and show business and glitz and glamour. I can't believe it. We are going to have to hear from the lawyer. That's why I asked about that. But, man, some of those moves sound really exotic. I think that'd be something.
But that's what, that's what intrigues me most of all about this. Because, you know, I was following what she was saying. But, you know, for the first time ever, here I am trying to imagine what the hell it could be. Because I've never heard of this style.
Yeah.
These moves she was talking, it's like she was in another language or something.
Sure.
I am like, I am on Daily Motion right now, searching all the keywords.
Yeah.
I can't find an example of ballroom wrestling. It's just as if, funny enough, because it's the Chastiser family, but it's as if no one ever turned a camera on here. Usually you'll have at least a phone video or something.
I know, there's got to be some sort of footage or something. I mean, we're going to have to do promos with her. She's a great actress. I know that, so the video...
What the hell?
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
I just got banned from YouTube.
Oh.
I searched ballroom wrestling.
Okay.
And I hit the little, you know, magnifying glass.
Sure.
And it says, you are banned from YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Don't come back.
Okay.
Banned from YouTube.
Maybe you should clear your cache and delete your cookies. Maybe that'll reset
it. I'll put the cookies, I can't even go to YouTube anymore or Google.com.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to switch over to Yahoo.
Oh, gosh.
The only thing that we can do to fuck this up, I'm sorry, can I say?
I guess, yeah. I don't, fine with me.
To fuck it up is if we book it fucked up. Well, I would definitely want to have Chippy. I think Chippy is a good addition. It's another woman, right? So that brings us to almost 50%, almost 50-50. It's a shame that, you know, maybe we could not have the 50-50, but that's good, man. That's very progressive.
Extremely. And I think just the nature of her whole fighting style will bring a demographic that we previously couldn't even tap into. But think about all the people that watch the Oscars and all the, you know, movies and people that are just supporters of Hollywood. Hollywood, you know, movies like Zootopia and whatever comes out at the Cineplex, those people are now going to start looking our direction, and that's just going to increase ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make more money off of rights and distribution than we do off of the actual day of pay-per-view and the tickets.
Yeah. I almost think if we create like a limited edition porcelain model of Chippy Chastiser in some sort of dramatic pose, we could probably sell those at the concession stand for, you know, $1,000 a pop.
But they'll eat it up, man. And if she wins, they'll clear all the Oscar statues out of the windows in Hollywood, and suddenly it will be Chippywood.
Yeah.
So, could you imagine if we had a hardcore kumite tournament and a member of the Chastiser family becomes the world kumite champion?